start spreading the news. You're leaving today. Tell him, Frank.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Your vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray
and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in that city that doesn't sleep
and find your king of the hill, top of the heap. Your small town blues, they're melting away.
I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York.
You always make it there. You make it anywhere.
It's up to you. City that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the list.
You bet. And I'm the one king of the hill.
Here's a little a brand new start of it right there in old New York.
You better believe it, folks. You always make it there. You make it anywhere.
Come on, come through.
Dateline Jersey City. Sportsy Talk went to the Yankee Stadium last night. A good time was had by all except Clay Buchholz.
Poor Clay Buchholz.
Poor Clay Buchholz.
It was very sad. It was the saddest thing ever.
Come on.
Hey, put me up.
You're all the way up.
No.
You're up.
Oh, you put you down then.
Where am I?
I don't know where you are.
You're all the way up. You're much louder than me. It's okay.
I'm not.
We'll let the people on the boards.
The people
decide.
On the boards will tell us whether we've got our equipment correct or not.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. We were at the ball game last night. This is the Laura Hill commemorative edition of Sportsy Talk. Thank you, Laura Hill.
Those are great seats.
Yeah, she is the CEO of the Bronwyn C. Make-A-Wish Foundation, and once a year or so, she lets me have her. A pair of her season tickets, and I go to the game.
It was a great game for about 10 minutes.
It was awesome.
And then the Red Sox pitcher, Clay Buchholz, gave it up.
He let
in about 7 runs, started moping, crying on the thing, took his shoes off, ran around,
he sucked his thumb
for a while.
And they wouldn't bring anybody else in. They weren't even warming up anyone else in the bullpen.
The pitching coach came out and was like,
"It's fantastic.
Hey, man, we're all real tired pitching this week, so it's on you, man."
Like, well, they had that, like, 19-inning game on Friday night,
right?
Friday night, they started the game at, like, 7 p.m., and I think they ended at
2:30 or so.
2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, they had the lights went out for a while.
Yeah,
and so
they
had to wait for the lights to come back on.
And stuff, and then they came back on. And I was worried because they always tell you take the train to the game, right? And that's, you know, that's okay for the subway because the subway runs all night.
Subway does run.
But Metro North doesn't really run all night usually. So I asked the guys when I got off to go to the game last night, I stopped at the little Metro North kiosk at Yankees 153rd Street, and I said, hey, you know, the other night with that game that went to 2:30, what did all the people do that, you know, came in on the train? All of them that were left, you know, like there were
about 20 people left at the game.
Yeah, left at the game at 2:30 in the morning, but, you know, they said, how did they get home? And they said, you know, we ran extra trains. We brought trains in. They usually stop running the trains at
They brought smelly trains.
They did. They brought the old trains, the nasty, clunky
Red
trains.
Birds.
But they brought them in. They brought them in and they got people home. They said that they promised to do that if you take the
train.
In
Boston, the subway stops at about 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you've got a drunk drive home. That's the only way to go.
That's just the dumbest thing.
Sorry.
Well, it's Boston. Boston's so puny. And sad.
These little town blues.
That's the song they sing at the end of the Yankee games, and when the Yankees win, that's the song they play.
I was in the bathroom, the men's bathroom.
Thank you.
And there was a sing along. I didn't realize we were going to do a Frank Sinatra sing along in the men's room.
So they were playing that song.
They
while
play
you
it
were
over and over
room.
And over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, over and over while people go out.
And men, young, old, holding their deal, not holding their deal. Started belting it. I mean, belting it out.
People
and I was like, "Well, I got to join in, man. This is like the one chance I'll ever have to sing Sinatra with like 20 guys
a chorus
standing
of men,
at urinals.
A chorus of men at a urinal. Yeah, that's nice. And you're a Red Sox fan, and you didn't, you know, you didn't stop. Singing.
Didn't stop me.
Didn't stop you.
I understand the sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the sentiment of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Songs like. I used to live someplace else, like Hoboken, like in Frank's case.
Yes.
But he's like, now I live in New York, and I don't have little town problems anymore. I got big boy problems.
Exactly.
But I love Yankee fans. I love Yankee Stadium. It's like
a
cathedral to baseball.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place.
And it was weird because we were sitting behind a family that seemed to have been split between.
They didn't care what was happening.
They were cheering for every Dominican player, I think.
That was your theory, and I thought that was a really good one because. At first, it seemed like they just didn't know what was happening. They would get up and dance and scream and cheer and dance.
It was,
a lot of dancing
unclear.
Going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Standing up and dancing for A-Rod, and then they'd stand up and dance for somebody on the Red Sox, and then somebody on the Red Sox would make a hit, you know, and they'd stand up and squeal and dance, and then a Yankee would hit the ball, and they'd squeal and dance, and it just didn't seem to matter.
They were having a great time.
They were having the most fun ever I ever saw anybody have, and they didn't seem like super drunk either. They seemed like they were just legit having a great time at the ball game.
I don't think they were super drunk.
No, I don't think they were.
It's too expensive. You have to get drunk before you go to the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like $9.50 a beer.
$9.50 for a bottle of Yingling.
Yingling.
Yeah.
A bottle.
A bottle.
And what's a bottle of Yingling cost? Like $1?
A couple bucks.
Maybe. Yeah.
You
get a whole.
$1.50.
You get a giant ball filled with it. You know what I mean? One of those you hang in the shower. You ever had
what are you talking
Instead
about?
Instead of a keg, you could get a beer ball. It's
what
like
is it?
They usually make it with like Miller Lite or something like that. It's for like, you know, you're going to have a keg party, but you don't like kegs. You'd rather have. And so you hang it from the shower.
It's like a pinata. You have to come and bang
it's like
on
it.
It's
a giant rubber ball filled with beer.
What's the point?
I think it's easier than because you do a lot of pumping.
You bathe with it. You bathe with
it. No, it's just like that's the best place because it's sooner or later it's because someone's going to knock it over, and then at least if you knock it over in the bathtub, then
it goes down the drain where it belongs.
No, it'll just be like a giant ball in your bathtub instead of
full of beer
all over the place.
All right. Well, I never heard of that.
Oh, it's good stuff.
We should have one.
We should get one of those.
We should get one of those.
We get one of those for the Women's World Cup. We're still planning.
Well, we can't plan anything until we find out if we can actually stream it.
No.
You know,
we could just watch it around the corner at the Iron Monkey.
Yeah, and I'm not going there anymore. Their service was terrible.
Well,
I thought they
I know.
Were terrible last
Well,
she, night.
She's very flirty with me. That's what
yeah,
I like
she's
about
very flirty with you, but she doesn't
And they have something called Monkey Shoulder
me.
I want to try. What do you mean?
I went in there. We went
she
in
ordered,
there. I said, I'm in a hurry. I just want a quick one. And she says, oh, here we have this and this and this. I'm like, okay, I'll take one of those.
I'll take one of those.
And then
she ordered it from up the street.
And so then, like, she goes away and she comes back with your beer and she says, oh, yours is going to be a while to me. And I'm like, why is it going to be a while? Do they have to let it settle?
The monkeys can't find it.
The monkeys have to make it. So then after a while, you know, when you're half done with yours, I go down.
Well, I like
all
to chug.
The way down. I go all the way down to the end of the counter where she's standing, like, ignoring me for 10 minutes. And I said, you know, so what's the deal
with
the beer?
You had to chase her down.
She says, oh, it's on the roof. They have to bring it down from the roof. Except she doesn't pronounce roof correctly. She said roof.
Roof?
It's on the roof.
Roof is better than roof?
Roof is correct.
Roof is correct where?
Yes. Iowa. Oh,
okay.
In Iowa.
Iowa, is that what we're going by?
Yes. We're going by Iowa pronunciation.
Standard American Iowa
pronunciation.
Pronunciation?
Yes. Received Iowa pronunciation.
We let Iowa decide who the president's going to be and apparently how to pronounce words like, what is it? How did you say that word? That's
roof.
Not any. I've never heard that pronunciation
R-O-O-F,
here.
Roof. Well, you just
roof.
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 Root. Tree roots.
Root?
Roots.
Do you mean
no.
a root?
No, root.
What?
Roots of your hair.
Are you secretly Canadian?
No. That's Iowan.
That's not
that's
real.
That's supposed to. Yes, no. That's how you talk.
Tiger Woods, like, dislocated his entire wrist on a root. Is that how you say that? Root?
Yes, root.
It's a tree root.
Did he hit it with his. With his tire iron or whatever
he's
doing.
Know, every once in a while you get a little off the beaten path there in the golf and you're, you know, behind a tree and up the street.
He hurt himself at the Masters?
Yeah, he went down. He was like swinging at a thing and he didn't see that there was a tree
root
there. And then so he swings and then just goes, I just broke my wrist.
Did he really?
He hurt his wrist real bad and he had to like pop it back into place and keep playing.
Oh, Lord. I didn't hear
it's like,
that.
I won't be playing for a while because my arm has to grow back.
Yeah, that's a good excuse. I mean, he's got lots of excuses. Oh, my back hurts.
He's old. He's won a lot of Masters.
He should just quit. He's no good anymore. He should just quit. Nobody wants to see him.
What about the senior tour?
Excited. Yeah, he's just, nobody cares. He got caught doing it with Perkins waitresses, cake and steak girls, and then his
hey,
wife.
Hey, man, that's a pretty
his
sweet
wife
life.
Chased him. His wife chased him down the.
Yeah, no, his wife almost killed him.
His wife almost killed
clearly,
him.
Clearly, on Thanksgiving.
Then he had to get a divorce, and then, you know, he's just.
She's still available? Because I always wanted to catch up with her.
She's pretty, yeah. Well, then you'd have to be like the stepfather to his kids.
That's fine. They seem like nice kids.
They seem like great kids.
Yeah, they seem all right.
I know. So you know, he's just not like, he can't play anymore. He just fell apart. When they stopped him from, like, getting it on with the Perkins girls, he just, you know, couldn't play anymore. He needs that.
But the Spieth, Justin Spieth is the big shot,
like,
Mr. Big Man. 21 years old, won the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Killed everybody, wiped the whole playing out. I watched it last Thursday.
You watched it?
I was watching it for a while. I don't remember why.
Did it make you fall asleep?
Well, I was sick from work, so I was a little sleepy anyway.
Yeah, you're sleepy. Because I had friends that were trying to watch it.
It's pretty boring.
Sunday? Yeah, I went over there yesterday before I went to Yankee Stadium to see my friends, right? And I rang the bell, and nobody came, and they rang the bell, and then, like, the dogs were barking, and then they finally kind of staggered in, and they were trying to watch the Masters on TV, and they just fell asleep.
Yeah, it's boring.
They just passed out.
Well, there's no commercials either to wake you up.
Yeah,
I mean, they have commercials for, like, IBM, like, every hour, maybe, like, once an hour, because they used to be, remember, women wanted to be in the, which I think they should be able to be in the Masters.
In the club.
Yeah, or play the Masters. Yeah,
well,
I mean, go crazy.
But the big thing was the Augusta Country Club or wherever.
Yeah, they don't let.
They don't allow women to.
Or Jews or black people or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
So they were. Yeah, people were.
I mean, I don't know. They might have a Jew. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't think they have any women yet, do they?
No, they do not. Oh, and that's nice. Condoleezza Rice. Like, they had invited two women at one point, but I don't know if they actually play golf.
Hmm.
It's just like,
they let them in, right?
Hey, can you just
could you be our token woman?
Could you be the lady?
Could you be the token woman? So token lady, the token lady, so we don't get.
But then they were like, oh, we're going to protest, and we're going to hitch the sponsors, and they're like, well, we just won't have sponsors. We'll have, like, birds chirping between. So it's like,
are you kidding? They don't have any commercials.
We're on 17. You hear little birds in back. And he's looking. This is shot number 3. He's looking. Yeah, he's, and it's no place. It's rolling out. It's on a tree rut. Tree rut. That can't be right.
That's right. Yeah.
I can't be right. Matthew Zepruder, in honor of National Poetry Month.
Yeah.
Matthew Zepruder, a terrific poet, lives in the West Coast, maybe calling.
May or may not. We're going to find out.
Editor of Wave Poetry Books.
Yeah.
And he had a book.
Wave Press. Yeah.
And had his own book that was in a New York Times Notable Book of the Year. It's called Come On, You Ghosts. He's going to read us some poems and talk about warriors and giants.
Oh.
West Coast teams.
I like his
that are
poetry.
Good.
He's a sportsy guy, huh?
He's a sportsy guy.
I like
that. He's not one of those guys who's kidding around.
You know,
like, I've been to a bar with him after a poetry reading. You go to a lot of, you know, everyone's kind of hanging out, talking about poetry. He's like, no, man, I'm watching the game. Like, this is the this is my Warriors. This
is good.
And he's loved the Warriors forever. Yeah. Now they're the best team in
the
NBA.
Well, you know, you, of course, as Jim the Poet, know all the sportsy poets in the country.
I do.
Probably.
Those are the only ones who will talk to me.
Because you're a sportsy poet.
I'm a sportsy poet.
Yeah.
He may have a sportsy poem for us, too.
Oh, that's swell.
Next week, Ed Lucas.
That is really good.
We're going to have him for an entire hour next week.
Yeah, he's going to be here in the studio.
Is his book called As I See It?
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. And it's from the Derek Jeter is like the editor-in-chief, Simon Schuster.
It's Derek Jeter's new, what do you call that when they have their
publishing
own
imprint.
Imprint, yes, thank you. Derek Jeter imprint.
Derek Jeter Books.
Now stepping up to the plate.
Derek Jeter the books. Shortstop.
And he's he's moved into publishing, and he's and Ed Lucas is a sports writer who went blind in his adolescence, and
saw the shot heard around the world, and then went out and played sandlot ball with his friends, and like got hit in the head,
and went blind and couldn't see
blind.
But he's written about
covered baseball for 50 years,
This was
his 50th. Opening day at Yankee Stadium. Like he's the first. And so Derek Jeter was at this game just to even say hi to Ed as Ed came in and say, hey, congratulations. It's like unprecedented.
I know. 50
that like a writer or that any member of the press would cover 50 years of Yankee baseball.
Let alone, you know, a blind writer. I mean, that's pretty
unbelievable.
It's an incredible story.
He writes for the Jersey Journal here in, it used to be here in Jersey City in Journal Square, but now they're in Secaucus. But he writes a weekly column for them, and he's been covering baseball forever. So we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about with Mr. Ed Lucas next week.
I think it's really.
And then maybe more poets toward the end of the month, because it's National Poetry Month.
Absolutely, National Poetry Month. And I think it's very exciting to have Ed Lucas in. I think that's great. That's going to be a great show.
I really need to bring my game up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm really going to have to behave.
I'm trying to get a copy of the book so I can, like,
I know. I have to send an email.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't yet?
I didn't do it today.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, when am I going to get the book? I have to read the
book. It's next day. Like, and even if they ground ship it to you, it'll be like one day.
All right.
I mean, your weekend's canceled, right? You could just read this book the whole weekend.
Yeah, I don't have anything
else. You're going to want to. And it's not out until next week.
His book is out on the 20th. It's just coming out. So we're getting him just the day before
the
his
day
book
before,
is released.
Before he's a giant best-selling author.
I know. It's very exciting.
Derek Jeter Books.
It's exciting. I'm glad we're going to do that. And, of course, we're still trying to schedule Danny D to come in and get his
Danny D won the
co-hosting. Yeah, he won the brackets.
Win the brackets.
Hey, are we going to be able to do NHL brackets? The hockey NHL playoffs start Wednesday, I think, right?
We could do somebody on the board says, hey, this is who's going to win, and we could keep track of that.
Okay.
But there's no brackets.
There's no brackets. We couldn't set them up.
I don't think
ourselves.
There's brackets. Maybe we could. The NHL playoffs is very confusing this year because it used to just be.
May I interrupt you for a moment?
Certainly.
Thank you. Scott?
Yeah.
Scott is in the studio.
Hey, Scott.
Is there some way to open the door or something so it's not like a sauna?
These vagabond blues.
Anything. Yes. That kind of opening the door.
Scott's got a nice little cardigan on. Look at it. It's beautiful. A green cardigan.
With
looking sharp,
like giant
for spring.
Giant window pane check of blue and kind of a lighter green or a yellow. I'm not sure. Yellow, and he's got his yellow FMU shirt underneath. Yeah, okay. That's very natty. You look
Thank
very spring-like.
You. Springtime.
Springtime for Scott.
For Scott.
In FMU.
I opened the door, but
thank you.
I mean, the door doesn't do anything.
Yeah, well,
over there.
Thank you.
It's the nicest day out today. I was watching
a
little Red Sox opening day, and it's beautiful in Boston.
Yeah.
After like the worst winter in the history of mankind in
Up
Boston,
there,
where they had 500 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Our number, by the way, is 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368 if you want to give us a call.
I forgot it's a talk show.
It is a show where we will take your calls.
We'll take your calls. We'll talk to you about sports.
Ask us about Yankee Stadium. Ask us about the men's room.
The game last night was really fun because, you know, after the first inning, you really didn't have to pretend to pay attention. We could wander around and buy food
and
beer.
And Bronwyn was like, hey, let's get some Brother Jimmy's. Now, Brother Jimmy's, I had usually you go there and you get like a goldfish bowl full of booze that's on fire or something like that.
Oh,
like
you
some
do?
Kind of, they have giant like...
Oh, you mean at the restaurant?
Yeah, at the restaurant. Yeah. And I was like, all right, most of the time that I've been to that place, like I've gotten sick and almost died because,
because you're drinking a goldfish
alcohol poisoning.
Bowl of alcohol.
But we got some great, I mean, it was
pulled
really
pork.
Good.
The pulled pork was really good. Yeah, it was really delicious.
I recommend it.
Uh-huh.
The $9.50 beer.
to wash it down.
I'd go either way with that.
Whatever.
But it was good.
It was good beer. Yeah, we had a nice time, and then we sat down and we tried to watch Game of Thrones on your
phone.
It
worked for like a second.
Yeah, we were like at the Yankees Red Sox game in Yankee Stadium in terrific seats.
Well, it was 10-3, I think, at that point.
Yeah, it was 10-3, so we were trying to watch Game of Thrones.
You get exhausted just watching people run the bases like that.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty. And then watching the Dominica ladies just ahead of us, like,
they were
jump
very,
up and dance.
Yeah, they
man.
Were having a good time.
They were exhausted.
They stayed the whole game.
Good
they
for
stayed
them.
The whole game, dancing them. The whole time.
Yeah. They were happy. That
and
was
good. we got some audio of it, but we'll play it another day because I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't.
We didn't get home until super late.
And editing. Well, you're trying to work doesn't work. I found out today.
No.
You're supposed to work when you're supposed to be working.
Of, yeah. I got a lot of screwing around business done when I'm working and I'm supposed to be working. But
today. I can do my own stuff like on my lunch break, right?
Yeah.
But on Mondays I don't get a lunch break because I have to work straight through because I have to leave early
to leave
come
and
here.
Come to the studio.
Yeah, so I just
that's okay. No one's blaming you.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry.
I mean, we could do it again. Basically, the audio was every time they scored, and they scored like 100 runs in like a span of about 45 seconds.
Boom, boom, boom.
And it's just Bronwyn laughing at me and me crying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't believe this.
I'm like, woo, woo. And Jim's over there going,
I started getting calls from Yankee fan friends of mine, and I'm like, well, I can't hear a word you're saying.
My favorite thing was when your mom was
texting
you.
Me.
His mother's texting him during the first inning going, oh, my goodness, that's just terrible. It was awesome.
She knows what's going on. She could have pitched better than Clay Buchholz.
So sweet. Poor Clay Buchholz. He's out of his mind, apparently.
He's a crazy person.
He is, huh?
He's got like a bunch of shrinks and
yeah, huh?
He's either like lights out like he was on opening day,
yeah.
Or he's like last night where it's all over and very quickly you can turn the channel and watch Mad Men.
How'd the Red Sox do today? They had their home opener today.
They were up 8-0 and then it was like 8-2. But the Washington Nationals made a bunch of errors in the field and the Red Sox
you
were playing very well. Mookie Betts was having like the game of his career.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
Made a giant catch and stole two bases. He stole second, and then there was no one standing at third, so he went to third.
So he just stole third, yeah.
He hit a home run.
Well, I'm glad they had a good day today to make up for last night. I do have to say also last night, the Yankees-Red Sox, it wasn't that great to watch. And the level of play was pretty sloppy overall. I didn't see.
They should start the season in warm weather places because you go from like Arizona and Florida to like cold, foggy, terrible April weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why you have like the first week of the season, like the average for everybody, the batting average for everybody was like 150 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that was the thing. We were looking at the batting averages particularly during the first inning, you know, and people came up to bat and they're batting like .095, and then they hit a home run.
You'd play in Tampa, you'd get ready,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd get on a train and you'd play all the way up to Yankee Stadium. So you wouldn't
you'd
even start until the middle of April.
Right, and you'd be stopping all the way at the warm
Birmingham,
place,
and you
warm
play
place,
a game in Birmingham,
place,
you play
place, yeah.
stop in you know Lexington or something like that and play there. Mm. Now it's like, oh, yeah, go home and play a week in Yankee Stadium when it's, like, winter still.
Yeah. We were lucky that the weather actually last night was
oh, yeah,
nice.
It was
lovely.
It was pleasant. It was a little chilly.
It was chilly, but it wasn't, you know.
It was pleasant. Today is beautiful, right. and an afternoon game was perfect because the sun was out and everything
was
great.
But most of the time it's been cold.
ESPN is so obsessed with this, like, 10-year-ago thing where it was the Red Sox and Yankees was the best rivalry in baseball, and it's not anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's arguably... I mean, I think you could say that the San Francisco Giants and the Dodgers are probably a better rivalry right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because some guy got killed. I mean, like last year at one of the games, like for being wearing the wrong hat or something like that. But like those teams are so built up, and the Giants have won 3 World Series, and the Dodgers haven't won since like Tommy Lasorda and Kirk Gibson and stuff like that. I would say that that's a better rivalry right now, a little bit hotter. Like there was no animosity between Yankees and Red Sox.
No, I actually saw plenty of fans in the stands.
Red Sox regalia. People together,
know?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
like,
I mean, you were very discreet. I was kind of surprised. I thought you would wear your Red Sox stuff.
No. I mean, for me, it's like I just like being part of the game and part of the thing. Yeah. Like I don't want to, you know.
You don't want to antagonize anybody.
No,
what's the point,
no.
right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not. It's. I went to a game dressed as a Red Sox fan to a Red Sox-Yankee game like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that was when it was really on.
When it was really on, yeah.
And people were very nice. I mean, I sat in an area where there wasn't any drinking, so I didn't get punched in the face or anything like that. People were like, can I take a picture of me choking you and then show it to all my friends? And I was like, yeah, that sounds fine. I find Yankee fans to be very endearing, and it's better. Baseball is better when the Yankees are great because it makes their games against the Red Sox. I mean, the Red Sox, for some reason, we're always going to have this like little brother mentality when it comes to the Yankees because
you get a little chip on your shoulder because for all those for 86 years you were like really good but just never as good as the Yankees. And then
the Yankees were better than everybody. I mean,
I know, but now now you've won some.
We have won some. We've won a lot more than I ever expected to win.
Yeah, so
that's I can die happy.
Okay, well, good.
That's what it'll say on my tombstone. Jim died happy
because of the Red Sox.
Because the Red Sox and the Bruins won, and
the Celtics might make the playoffs
if they're in the playoffs.
If the Nets lose to the Bulls,
The Celtics are in seventh.
Yeah, but they'll get in.
So they'll get in anyway. I think. I don't know. I think they're going to get in anyway.
All right.
I haven't checked. But then they're going to play the Cavaliers and probably get beat. But the Celtics have played for a team that has no stars and no players that would even start on another team. Like the coach, his name Brad Stevens, he was the coach of one of those tiny places like Butler or one of those places that always makes some noise in the March Madness. And then he goes to the Celtics and loses like 50 games a year, but that's like a miracle with the team
really
that he has.
Good,
I mean, he's like the coach of the year for coming in seventh with like a team where you're like, who is on this team? It's like the Island of Misfit Toys version of NBA.
Do we have a call?
We do have a call. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Oh, hey, guys. This is Bennett calling from Santa Cruz, California. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Bennett.
What's going
on?
Well, you know, listening to all this sort of, like, opening day talk, I realized that just the other day, my boss stepped into my office and was like, hey, are you ready? Like, opening day of the Giants season coming right up. And I had no idea. And I was sort of panicking a little bit. You know, I was like, I'm a big basketball fan, but I sort of, Jim, I grew up in Brookline. And
oh, nice. I used to work at a bookstore in Brookline for a long time, a famous bookstore called Brookline Booksmith.
Yeah, man, I got the canvas bag. I know what's up.
Those are sweet.
But yeah, you know, like when the Sox won back in 2004, I just moved to New York, and sort of the weight of them winning, like flying off my shoulders after my whole life. Like,
right.
I just stopped caring about baseball kind of after that. Like, I just became a cultural baseball fan. So, I don't know. I'm just probably not the only person sitting here at my work that's, like, dreading a new sports season coming around. And
no, I think it's true, especially after the Red Sox won in 2004, and I was in Boston for that. And I was in Kenmore Square, and, you know, it was, like, old people hugging each other and people making out have never met each other and riot police making out with each other, and it was great. And then I, like, the next day moved to New York and was like, all right, well, I'll never see that again. That was the time to live in Boston. Now it's over. And it's true. Like, I think that happens with fans where you kind of go in and out, and then either a team catches your imagination or you get swept into it. I mean, I would say, like, the Warriors right now are, like, the best team in the NBA, and they have exciting players. They're young. They're sort of fun to watch. We don't get to watch them as much on the East Coast because their games are at, like, 10:30 or whatever sometimes. But now they're going to be in the playoffs, and I think, like, if they end up winning at all, it'll be unbelievably terrific. I mean,
it's going to be thrilling. I mean, for League Pass cheapos like me, I've actually been watching the Sacramento Kings because I can't get the Warriors games on League Pass. You know how
right. Yeah, because they won't show. I have that problem with MLB TV where it's like, if I want to see a Mets game, I can't watch it on MLB TV on my phone. I got to be at a bar or something like
that. You
know
what we got here in Santa Cruz, though, is the D-League team, the D-League version of the Warriors.
Oh, I had no idea. What's the name of that team?
The Warriors, man.
Santa Cruz Warriors. Well, the Knicks.
You don't know?
The Knicks
don't know they're in the Western Conference D-League championship
What? I did not read that.
Go into your boss's office ask him if he's excited about that.
Let me see the fax machine. Oh, there it is, over at the fax machine here. Okay.
Oh, okay.
The Red Claws are the Celtics minor league team, and the Westchester Knicks are the Knicks minor league team. And the D-ball is pretty cool. They actually see most of the D-ball players from the Knicks came up and played for the Knicks this year because everybody's injured and everybody got traded. But it's, yeah, it's fun. It's exciting. And, I mean, Santa Cruz is a great town. I mean, Santa Cruz is awesome. I did a poetry reading out there years and years ago. On somebody's roof,
actually,
naked.
It's totally like a funny small-town mentality kind of place, so it's perfect in a way to have a
When you guys have an amusement park, too. I mean, that's like, I mean, that's unbelievable. They have, like, one of the nicest roller coasters I've ever been on, and, like, a boardwalk, and it's, like, super nice out there.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's super incredible. So
I got to say, though, if those Red Claws really came through with some more tough uniforms, like, if I could go buy a sick main Red Claws, like, replica jersey, you know what
they
I mean?
Haven't quite got there yet. They haven't. I mean, they have the red color of the lobster down, but, like, there's no, like, crushing of
the
basketball.
Red Claws,
the Red,
like,
Claws is the main team.
That would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be awesome.
I don't know where they
look like lobsters. Their
they
mascot?
Should look
do
more
have,
like lobsters. I mean, I would have them wear little, like, mittens or something like that, so that you would, like, really, but we'll see. No, but I understand what you mean about opening day, especially. I mean, the baseball season is such a long slog, and it can seem overwhelming. And the Giants, you know, now at this point, they've won, like, they hadn't won in 50 years until, like, 6 years ago, and now they win every other year.
The time,
and they just have the best pitching and some of the best players, and they have, like, the nicest ballpark. It's, like, top one or two ballparks in all of baseball now.
Yeah.
If you get
and
a chance
to
go.
They know how to riot up here, too, I got to say.
They do. They actually riot with a lot of class. You know, the time before I was in San Francisco, there was, like, a big let's not have the Iraq War thing on Market Street that I went to, where, like, everybody marched really nicely, you know, down Market Street, and it was really nice. It was a beautiful day. And then anarchists came out later and had, like, this thing with the cops, and that's all they covered was, like, these anarchists went crazy and, like, you know, broke a streetlight or something like that. But, you know, I think in general that the Bay Area really does have it down in terms of they got the nice weather and they got the great food. And the fog is a little rough. That's the only thing that's because every morning you kind of go, is it going to burn off? It's going to burn.
It always burns off.
It burns off.
It always burns off.
Yeah. Well, thanks, you guys. I appreciate the.
Okay. Well, you know, for a while we were doing things to say, sportsy things to say.
Uh huh.
So we should you should always listen to Sportsy Talk, and you'll know some sportsy
thing.
There might
be something sportsy
that you could say to your boss.
I got a lot of other sports. I just suddenly realized, like, when she said baseball, I was like, oh no, all I could think was, like, there's not even the World Cup this summer to get me through.
Well, the Ladies World Cup is here, and there's not as many good teams, but, like, the U.S. team is always, like, really fun to watch because, you know, they're the best, but then it's like they get down and they have to pass it, like, 75 yards and hit it over to somebody's head.
And they always come
so, like,
back.
All of America will get super psyched about that, but there's only about two or three probably really good teams in the Women's World Cup. It's not like
you don't have to know all of them.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Bennett. We appreciate it.
Love the show, guys. Take it easy.
Take care, man.
You too. That was nice. Listener Bennett calling from California.
Santa Clara. I can't remember the name of the roller coaster, but it's like an unbelievable old.
Oh, like a wooden coaster?
It's a wooden coaster. And I'm more of a big fan of those because that feels like it could just fall apart and smash into splinters.
The Cyclone's like stuck on opening day.
On opening day this year. And they had people had to climb down.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
That would be pretty awful.
That's pretty bad.
I'd be pretty scared.
I mean, I would really have gotten out and just tugged it forward because, I mean, really, it'll just. Like, that's the thing I don't get is, like, if you're that far up and the chain isn't catching, then, like, just push it forward, man. Just pull it. Let's go.
I mean,
nobody died.
Nobody died.
Yet. I always figure that thing's going to burst. That thing's just going to crash into a million.
It could happen. I mean,
want to be on it
obviously,
when that happens.
No, you don't.
I do.
That's a terrible thing.
No, it'll be fun.
No.
I mean, maybe.
Your idea of fun is pretty strange.
But, like, one of the most beautiful, like, one of the greatest moments of my life.
Wow.
Was I timed it somehow, so I was on the Cyclone in the front seat as it climbed up, and as we got to the top, like, I was filming it, and there was, like, suddenly they were doing, like, one of those Friday night fireworks.
Oh, yeah,
at this perfect moment of, like, life where you're like, oh, man, this Cyclone moving around.
That's
could
fancy.
Die at any moment.
That's nice.
Jerk, you know.
Yeah.
Bruising parts of my body that shouldn't be bruised.
And and fireworks going off.
Fireworks. Nice. Fireworks are always nice.
And we had a commenter. Oh, where's the Carmichael? I think it's Carmichael. Listener Carmichael.
Hello, Carmichael.
No, listener Chalmers. Sorry.
Hello,
listener
Chalmers.
Chalmers says that CBS had to admit that they were playing recorded bird songs in their golf matches when a listener noticed that they were playing the calls of birds that don't live in Georgia.
That makes sense because
so
it was so
fake.
Loud
they're
and
like
pronounced.
Fake, they're fake bird calls. They're fake.
I would think cicadas would be something that would be, because the last time I was that far south, maybe that was, I guess
well,
it was Missouri
they
and stuff
all,
like
they
that.
They don't come all the time, cicadas. Yeah, but they only come like, they have like different years. They have like 17-year cicadas and 7-year cicadas and stuff.
And that's their pickup line.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And it's usually 100 degrees.
Like that, yep. But they don't. But they don't do it every year.
Did you see Jack Nicklaus get a hole in one?
When?
And then one of those.
Like
it was one of those.
Was like when I was.
It was
three?
One of those goofing around. No, he got it like this week.
Oh no, I didn't.
Yeah, you got like a hole in one. Like they did one of those like you know hit the ball around days where you bring your kids and stuff like that and he hit one that went right in.
Every time I hear that phone ring, I think it's somebody
no, that's
calling.
No, that's the city room. That's a hot tip going to.
Hot tip coming in.
One of our colleagues in the field.
We had a nice call. We could have another nice call. That would be fine. I would like that. 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you want to talk. Does anybody have any updates on the Aaron Hernandez trial? They're in the fifth day of deliberation.
They're deliberating.
Today.
Well, they're worried, I think, that he's going to murder them.
Do they have a, you know, I mean, maybe the verdict came in while we're sitting here.
Oh, I could check.
Somebody could call.
I mean, someone could
call. I could check. I've got, you know.
Aaron Hernandez has our phone number. I told him we would take his call on the air.
Oh, he should call us first. Like when he gets off. When he's acquitted, we should be like the first people he calls because we've been such big supporters.
We've been, well, I don't know if his supporters.
Supporters of his.
I don't know that.
His,
I mean, we've been.
His
here's
murder
a call.
Apartment.
Murder apartment. We were a fan of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad idea if you're going to have an apartment full of...
If you're going to murder people, you might as well have a separate apartment for
Aaron Hernandez jury's still deliberating as Patriots feted in Boston. See, somehow they've attached the
Patriots
opening day at the Red Sox with the... Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's just Sportsy Talk.
Hey, this is Mark.
Yay. Hi.
What's up, Mark? What's going on?
I don't understand why you guys can't have a bracket for hockey.
We usually use the ESPN one. So the ESPN does all the math for us? I mean, we could probably make one.
We could make our own, but then everybody would have to sign up for it
this
tomorrow.
This year's confusing. If there's four divisions, I'm going to say four with a question mark divisions in hockey now. They move the Red Wings to the East.
Yeah.
I don't think the Red Wings made the playoffs. The Bruins didn't make the playoffs. They took the top three teams from every division.
Yeah.
And then there's two, I'm going to say they're wild card teams or something like that. I don't know what that means. And then... The thing is, it's not like eight plays one and then it goes all the way down in a sensible way.
Yeah.
At the end of every, so like they all play the first round and then the best team plays the worst team.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I don't know how you would mark that on a brackety thing.
And we don't know how to do the math. And we'd have to set the bracket up tomorrow and everybody would have to sign up tomorrow because Wednesday is when the playoffs start.
I mean, so I could make it as long as there was a set of rules that were understandable where it's like, I believe what happens and they've just changed the hockey. It used to just be eight plays one and sometimes eight wins. That happens in hockey a lot. But I think it is they take all the teams and then they start someplace and then they end up... I don't know.
You don't know.
Someplace else.
The Rangers can end up playing the Islanders.
The Rangers are going to win. So, I mean,
they
don't know.
They might not win.
The Islanders are... No, the Rangers could play the Islanders in, like, the Eastern Conference Finals or whatever they call them. But still...
So they reseed them... You're saying they reseed them after the first round?
Yes, I believe so. And it should be settled now. It should be settled, like, who's playing who. But then it's like, I don't know who they play next. But I guess you would have to know what where their seeds were and what that meant. Going for it. We could try to do it. It's just going to be a mess.
All right. By the way, the Red Wings did make the playoffs.
They did make the playoffs. The Bruins chunked it.
And the
Islanders almost chunked it. But
yeah.
And the Red Wings. The Red Wings, like them not being in the playoffs is like a would be a travesty. The Bruins could take a year off every once in a while. They had
I think
gone.
The Red Wings have made the playoffs for like 20.
It's like 20.
Years.
Yeah, it's like 25 years straight or something like that. Yeah, no, they're
always a bridesmaid, never
a
bride.
So I know a little bit about them.
Oh, all right.
Oh no, I mean they're terrific, and they've won like a million Stanley Cups or something like that. I can't remember how many.
We got another call.
We do have another call.
Wait a minute, hold on. I got one more hockey idea though.
Lay it on me.
Okay.
You know how the Rangers and the Islanders? What's the name of their division?
I'm going to say the Atlantic Division, maybe?
It's the Metropolitan Division.
Metropolitan Division, okay.
So listen, I think all the teams in the Metropolitan Division should wear top hats when they
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's classy.
I like that.
Bowlers.
Bowlers. Hamburgs.
I like that idea.
I like top hats.
All right, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Mr. Mark.
Hello, caller. Oh, I hung up on that guy, and I hung up on you.
Wait, how did you hang up on him?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I hit drop. I hit hold.
No, don't hit drop.
I hit it again.
No, just hit. Oh,
I hit drop. Call back if you were calling.
201-209-9368.
201-209-9368.
That was inept.
Top hats. This is my
hats.
First, by the way, what this sound is.
Yeah.
That's my first iced coffee of the year, right there.
Oh, nice.
Hello, call. You're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hey, Jim. It's Danny D. How are you?
Danny D, hi.
What's going on?
Danny D, tell us when you're coming in to co-host.
I think the 27th, but if Jim's going to have like 100 poets on.
No, we're not going to have 100 poets.
We're not going to have any poets on the 27th, are we?
I don't. Maybe Amy Nezhuku Matatil.
Because that's like poet month. I wouldn't want to.
Amy Nezhuku Matatil might be coming on the. Not coming, but calling in on the 27th. She's a big fan of Ohio State basketball, Wisconsin basketball.
Yeah.
She went to graduate school and regular college. Big time poet. Amy Nezhuku Matatil might be calling on the 27th.
She went to college in Wisconsin?
She went to Wisconsin undergrad and then to Ohio State. Overgrad.
So
is that what they say, overgrad?
She might say...
Or the other way around. I can't remember.
She might say rut correctly then and rough. I'll have
to
ask her.
We will check with her on the correct pronunciation of those words.
Okay.
She's not from Wisconsin originally.
Yeah, rural Illinois has that pronunciation too.
See?
It always drove me crazy.
I did not know that. Rut and rough? Is that what you said? Rough?
Rough.
That can't be right.
Like, you know, like what a dog says?
No. It's like, okay, here's... Okay, pronounce this word. I'm going to spell it.
Yeah.
G-O-O-D.
Good.
Good. R-O-O-F. Rough. Good. Good. Rough. Rut. Good.
Roof.
It's the same vowel sound as good.
Let's do a whole show like this.
We are doing a whole show.
It's a Kenny G program.
We are doing a whole show.
Wait. So, Bronwyn, pronounce this word.
Okay.
F-O-O-D.
Food.
There you go.
I don't know what that proved.
Food.
F-O-O-T. Foot.
What?
We've struck upon it. I have to get you a second show now, Bronwyn. It'll just be an hour of...
Roof.
An hour of Iowa vowel sounds. We only have one vowel. It's a schwa.
But let's plan for you to come on the 27th.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Well, he has to get off work.
So, yeah.
I mean, can you put in a...
I worked out the half-day thing. I think I'll be
Can you put in, like, a little slip or whatever, you know, a little permission slip?
Whatever, yeah, exactly.
Have somebody sign it for you?
We'll write a permission slip. Please excuse Danny D from work on the 27th. He has to make an appearance on the radio.
Because what I'll write down on my calendar is I'll be drunk that day so that you can you know, drive the whole car.
Oh, are we going to let Danny D run the board?
Yeah, we should let him run the board.
He couldn't do worse than us.
I mean, I can't run it. I'm hanging up on people.
Apparently.
Dave will love what happens to the levels by the end of the show.
Oh, great.
That'd be great.
anyway,
to answer your NHL question.
Yes.
That recent stuff is gone with the realignment.
It's gone.
Since they've gone to the new four-division format.
Okay.
Even though they've given them the wrong names. they should be the Adams, Patrick, Norris, and Smythe as God's
right,
intended.
Like,
yeah.
as it was originally intended.
Like they always were.
And Metropolitan is by far the worst name of the bunch.
Yeah, stupid.
Well, what
for your like normal name?
I mean, is the Florida Panthers in the Metropolitan Division?
No, they're in the Atlantic.
Because they're in there. Because Miami's actually in the Atlantic. It's below sea level.
Why is there a team in Florida, by the way?
Can we talk about why is there a team in Florida?
Why is there a team in Florida? Why is there a team in California?
Why is there no team in Quebec?
Yeah.
I would take 20 teams in Canada, 20 teams in the U.S., and let's go. Let's do it.
You know, but then do soccer-style promotion and relegation or something? Yeah,
that'd
be crazy.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be fun and
send
confusing.
Them down. Well, I still intend to bring the Hartford Whalers, the Whalers back to Hartford.
Oh, the Whalers are everybody's second favorite team.
Because the...
They are.
Thank you, Danny D.
They had their own theme song.
Real story. This true story happened at a Carolina Hurricanes game. Okay.
I mean, Carolina Hurricanes. It's ridiculous.
Carolina is where they move.
Right.
To win the Carolina cup almost immediately. Probably in the Meadowlands. And there was some clown in a Carolina jersey. He was like saying stuff or whatever. I don't know what trash. He didn't even won anything yet. And so I start doing the Hartford Whaler theme song.
Brass Bossa Nova.
The whole section joined in. Like there's two songs that like every hockey fan knows. And it's O Canada and it's Brass Bonanza. You know.
I used to be my. It used to be the my ringtone.
But, oh, there are two teams in Florida, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So I posted
Lightning.
A link. There's an NHL.com contest.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I posted the link in the comments.
Oh, there's an NHL.com? Okay, so we
NHL.com, but they switched it to a bracket, I think, specifically for this reason, because they used
people
to
love brackets.
The reseeding thing.
I was confused
so
by the reseeding.
Well, the way it works out, okay, is top three in each division.
Okay.
And then it's the next two in each conference. There's Eastern Conference, Western Conference.
Okay.
And what happens is the top seed, which in the East is the Rangers, play the worst wild card, no matter what division. It just so happens that's the Penguins. But
right.
They could have played Ottawa. If Ottawa was behind Pitt, they would have flipped. So basically, the last two teams can flip divisions.
Right.
Is sort of the way it works out. But once now there's a hard bracket. So, like, the winner of Pittsburgh Rangers plays the winner of Islanders Washington. Oh.
This is a jazzed up version by the Zambonis.
Oh, I'm just hearing that. Yeah, it's guitar. Wow.
And then it goes.
Oh yeah, it's the best.
It's not gonna. It won't stop now.
And the one game I went to Hartford.
Yeah.
That is the loudest. The loudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Very loud.
Like the Whalers coming out to Brass Bonanza.
And then they get killed by like 6-1. They used to come. They used to ask. They would always have this the same interview every time the Whalers came to Boston to play the Bruins. They'd be like,
oh, God,
"So what do you think
yeah.
of the rivalry with the Whalers?" And like, "What
oh,
are you talking
man,
about?
Yeah.
what rivalry?
What rivalry?"
If you think it's bad, Rangers fans, and now it's not quite as bad, but Rangers fans go to the Devils.
No, Rangers fans are brutal,
like
man.
Nothing was worse than Boston fans mm-hmm. going to Whalers games.
Rangers fans, for a team that hasn't won in 25 years and has been frequently terrible over the course of their 70 yes. or 80 years in mm-hmm. hockey, their fans are a little bit, like, need to take it down a notch. I'm going to say. I'll be cheering for them.
They're New Yorkers.
Yeah, but,
oh, no,
like, take
that's
it down.
What, that's what New York fans are.
Yeah, but, like, so Islander fans are New Yorkers, too.
No, they're not.
They're real
they're
New Yorkers.
They're on Long Island. They're out there. They're suburban. They're not real.
Yeah, the million people went to the parade in 94. Yeah, they were all there the whole way.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're, like, my uncle or cousin Vinny,
mm-hmm.
He's just way older than me, so I think of him as my uncle. My cousin Vinny, I went to, you know, like when I was a kid, I was like, wow, this guy is really into the Islanders. And they had won like 3 or 4 cups in a row at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I called him like a few years ago. I was like, hey, let's go to an Islanders game. He's like, I haven't been to an Islanders game in like 25 years, Jim. I'm like, well, why not?
Right.
He's like, well, they're bad now.
That place will be missed, though. That
by
place
whom?
Is a time machine.
It's a terrible, it's a terrible stadium.
Didn't have to go there on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Like, if you're nostalgic like me, I walked into that place. It was great. It was like, hey, it's 1980.
It is a weird, yeah, it was like a
yeah.
weird place. And then it was so.
Yeah, tattoo.
It was amazing that, like, an NHL team played there. Because, like, it was just like there was, like, a little bar. And you would walk in and be like, whoa, this is an actual NHL game here. Like it was so low rent. The
mm-hmm.
place was falling down from, like, the mid-90s till now. But the Coliseum will be missed. And it was also that there was just, like, it was like a big time place where people would go and like hang out and tailgate and stuff like that. You just can't do that at the Barclays Center without getting arrested
well, no.
for terrorism
yeah.
or whatever.
There's one thing
about Newark that's tough too is that
they don't let you like cook outside
on a grill.
inside the parking deck.
No, they don't let that happen. What's the problem with Devils hockey, by the way? Can you explain to me what the issue is with Devils hockey these days?
Transition. Honestly, the biggest thing is transition.
I'm just going to say
there were free agents that signed up that either got injured or just didn't,
or he left for Russia.
But they'll be gone. I mean, they'll be gone soon enough. We have like more exciting defensemen than we know what to do with. One or two might actually get traded for some scoring help.
Yeah.
And but like seriously, I've never the last time I saw this many good young defensemen on the Devils was. In the 80s, once they were doing it with, like, Danico and Driver.
Now, on my Bruins, they want to trade the only player that anybody likes.
Who's
named Milan Lucic.
Why did they want to trade him?
Because he's the only guy that we have that's worth anything, I
guess. Why did they want to trade
him? Char is still worth something because he's, like, 7 feet tall and skates.
Why do they want to?
Well, he's going to be a free agent after next year or something like that. So we have to start worrying. Like, we're back to the old bad old days of the Bruins where, like, they start making bad moves up top and start firing people and stuff like that.
The bloom is off the Claude Julien Rose there.
I think he's going to get fired, probably. If he doesn't get fired, then...
Yeah, him and his, well, you hear about
is he the coach?
Yeah.
The Kings locked the coach out of the locker room after the last... When they were eliminated.
Yeah, they're like, keep on going.
The coach out of the locker room and, like, barricaded the door with a couch.
Didn't he just win a Stanley Cup for them, two in a row?
And they won't let him in the locker room.
Three.
Why?
They must hate this coach if they're barricading him out after that kind of stuff.
Well, there's two kind of hockey coaches. There's the lovable hockey coach that's like, boys, let's go play hockey. And there's the other kind that you're like, after about 3 years, you're like, I can't even look at the guy anymore. I want to punch him in the face. And that's, I think, where they've gotten with that Kings guy.
Well, the bitter beer face guy.
Yeah. But your whole job as a hockey coach is just to have your arms crossed and like have a sourpuss look on your face the whole time. Just like be like
just like I am now.
Oh, I just don't like this. Oh, I don't like how we're playing. We're not talking in the room well.
I'm going to let you go.
All right.
I'm sorry. But
that's
I have
okay.
a guest idea.
Later
on.
An impossible get possibly. I'll try to dig up the name of the author.
Aaron Hernandez.
There's a book that was put out like 30 years ago called Yellow 25 20 years ago probably called Yellow Sunday.
And this person's still alive.
Mother's Day game from 1988. I think she is. I think she's a professor. Like it's almost impossible to get the book cuz I tried. 1988 Devils Bruins Conference Finals Mother's Day. The Donut Gate game. It's what a 30 for 30 should be done about it, to be honest.
Right.
But I will try to dig
instead,
up the author's name.
When you can't get
instead,
a 30-30,
you come to Sportsy
Talk.
That's right.
Yeah, what the hell? Exactly. I think it'd be great. Here, we get this call out of the blue. You know, hey, your book that's been out of print 20 years.
They love talking about books that are no longer available.
Yeah.
No, that sounds good. We'll try. We'll try to get
them. We'll try. Thanks, Danny D.
We'll talk to you soon.
Guys.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yep.
April 27th, Danny D will be with us.
And
I'll be drunk.
We have a News of the Dead item on.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of sportsy books, this just in. Eduardo Galeano.
Who is that?
He's the author of Soccer in Sun and Shadow, which is like the classic.
Oh, really? I haven't read
beautiful,
that.
Beautiful. You haven't?
Nope.
I'll loan you my copy. It's a wonderful book.
Is it as interesting as the game of soccer? Or better?
Better.
Oh, then I'll read it.
It's super good. He's a wonderful author. He was a writer.
Where was he from? Uruguay. Oh.
Uruguay, and I believe it was originally.
Was it about like Pelé and like all those guys?
It was just about soccer.
Uruguay's actually got a good team and stuff like that.
They always do. He was an economics and history and political science. Professor, I think, and he just sort of analyzed it, but he wrote about it really beautifully. It's a beautiful book, and he just died. Yesterday. Yeah, he's old though, but he's dead. But you should definitely read his book. Recommend it.
I will read it.
Read it. And what happened to the Carmichael? Carmichael says about Aaron Hernandez that he'll be the Buccaneers' first pick in the draft because that's how terrible the Bucs are. Which I thought was good. And speaking of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Lawrence Tynes.
Yes.
Great kicker for the Giants, New York Giants,
yes.
Right? Got traded or went for some reason or wasn't picked up by the Giants or the Giants didn't give him enough love. And he went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Do you remember that? He went to Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Okay. Their facilities are so filthy and disgusting that they were filled with drug-resistant MRSA face-eating bacteria.
Oh, that's bad.
He got it on his toe.
And they had to cut his toe off or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he had to have surgery on his feet because this bacteria was eating his toe. And
then
it ended his career. That's why we haven't heard of him. He's been out for like a few years because he went down.
It's bad news.
He was a great kicker.
He was pretty good. Was he the guy who went to the prom with those kids?
Oh, I don't know.
Who was that guy? Oh, Steve Weatherford?
No.
Remember he went to the prom with for some reason
Steve
with a bunch of kids?
He was Lawrence
I don't know.
Tynes.
I wasn't
somebody
paying
else.
Attention.
But they had to like he got MRSA. There were guys in that
Florida's filthy. I got to be honest with you.
Guys in that locker room, the Tampa Bay locker room, and so now he's suing the team. because it ended his career.
Yeah.
And he figures he could have made millions of dollars for a few years. And
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Can't you just get another, like a robot toe?
No, not if you're a kicker. Apparently it's important to have your toes if you're a kicker.
Yeah.
We should ask Chris Cleary.
Steve Franklin used to kick barefoot in the cold. Like he was in a foot of snow with a barefoot.
Yeah,
kicking.
but he had his toes.
He did. I don't know how. I mean, he was barefoot all the time. I don't know if he was barefoot on the sideline waiting to kick or not. If
no,
he had a
I wouldn't
boot.
Think so. Probably
I had
no
idea.
Like, had a pair
stick
of
his foot in a fire. And he'd be ready to go.
Warm it up, and then he'd run out.
I'm ready to go. Put me in, coach. Stay tuned for the top of the hour. Dr. Game Show is coming on.
Yeah.
Great show. It'll expand your mind in ways that you won't believe. And you could win
I'm
big
surprised.
Prizes. You could possibly win big prizes, which is magnets, I think.
Yeah, I think she's custom. They're custom magnets.
Oh.
They're not just magnets.
See, that's what I'm
talking
about.
It's not like just a standard magnet. It's a custom,
custom magnet.
Custom magnet.
Or as they say in the Midwest, costume.
No, they don't say that.
You sure?
Yeah.
What else do we get?
I don't know. What do you have? Do you have any good things we
nothing.
Should talk about?
I was up.
Why
I didn't get home till.
Well, I know you didn't get home till
2:30
like 1
in the morning.
Yeah, because you were out at Yankee Stadium. It took you forever to get home.
Beautiful night at the park.
It took me a long time. Yeah, we want to thank again Lori Hill, CEO of the Bronwyn C. Make-A-Wish Foundation. And this show is dedicated to Lori Hill, who gave us
I
want to
thank Kat in Chicago for adopting me.
Listener DJ Kat adopted you. Listener Dan B. from upstate adopted me. So we.
I was listening to Kat's show.
Oh, yeah. She's good, right?
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah. She knows everything about music.
She does a nice job.
She's terrific.
Yeah. Yeah.
We hope she'll come visit us sometime.
I hope so.
I don't know. I guess just, you know, plug our guest next week somewhere. Ed Lucas.
Ed Lucas. Mr. Ed Lucas is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
With his son or with his co-writer?
Yeah, I believe so.
Another Lucas. And they'll be talking about the book.
Chris Lucas.
As I See It. He's been writing for the Jersey Journal for a long time. He's been covering Yankees baseball for 50 years.
Isn't that incredible?
As a man with no vision.
Yeah.
With no sight.
No sight.
So that's unbelievable. He's being published by Derek Jeter Books.
Mm-hmm.
The book comes out next week.
Is that what the imprint's actually called, Derek Jeter Books?
I believe so.
Because why wouldn't it be? Because, you know,
it
branding.
Was so, it's so new that I contacted them, it was just Simon & Schuster Publicity. But I don't know if maybe they don't have a publicist. They could hire me. I'm available.
Oh. Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't you pitch yourself to them?
I will.
As a publicist. You're sportsy. You have
sportsy.
Experience. You've been a publicist, haven't you? For like a book.
I have. Yeah, I was really pretty bad at it. I mean, most of the time I just
don't say that.
I just did
gonna
cat cartoons and sent them to Gawker. That was most of what I did as a publicist.
Well, that's why I was.
People would be like,
know, "That's why I was."
Do you have that book, that Jeeves book? Do you have the new one? I'd be like, "Yep," and I would send it to him, and that would be the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, because other people like type out whole. Press releases. Nobody ever reads a press release. It's like a poem.
It's
so I was
true.
Very used to writing things that no one would ever read. No one's ever read a press release in their life.
It's true.
So I'd just be like, hey, do you want the new book? It's about Belgian soccer. Do you want that book? And they'd be like, no, I don't want that book.
Or they'd say, yeah, sure, send it over.
Yeah, whatever. I got a pile of books, dude. Whatever, you know, keep them coming. Thanks to everybody on the message boards.
Yep. Thanks, commenters. We'll see you next week. It's almost 7 p.m. at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. That iced coffee sounds so good. I really
want some? I'll give you some.
No, I don't want yours.
It's cold brewed.
I know, but it's...
That's a secret. I don't know what the secret is, but...
Hey, yeah, I want to say one other thing. They
it's
have
like 20
they have,
bucks.
They have like metal detectors at Yankee Stadium now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can get anything in there. I took in a tape recorder that we weren't supposed to have. I took in a flask of scotch. I had, you know, I had all kinds of stuff. I had a knife. You know?
What?
I had a knife.
I didn't know you were packing heat.
I had a knife. Yeah, they never... Yeah.
Hey, it's Joe Firestone. Dr. Game
Yay.
Show's coming up.
Okay. So anyway, I'll finish the legal ID now. Actually,
oh, okay.
I should probably start over. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This has been Sportsy Talk.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very cool.
Oh, thank you. How lovely.
What have we done to deserve such
I don't know,
magnanimity?
Something. We don't know what, but we'll do it again if we find out. Okay. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I done got over it. Yeah, I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. Thank you.
welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm your host, Joe Firestone, and then you're listening to WFMU's Game Show radio show, where we take listeners' game shows and we play them on the air with in-studio guests who are just lovely and delightful, and we also take calls, and it's just a real funky time, guys. Oh, boy, we got Manolo on the sounds. How you doing, Manolo?
I'm on the sounds.
Manolo, how are you feeling today?
I had a barbecue lunch.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It's my nap time.
Uh-oh, nap time already?
Yeah. Is that okay?
No. Oh. No, you got to get it together, man.
All right.
What's your sound for today?
Thanks for asking. Sick,
Manolo. What is that?
It's my outgoing message.
Okay. All right.
But it's also me napping. That's how I nap.
That's how you nap? Oh, Manolo. You know, sometimes I feel like sometimes I think if people were just listening to your voice, they'd think, man, he's the most attractive man on earth. And then you do stuff like that, and I'm like, sorry. What is going on? Why are you ruining it for yourself? Sabotage.
That's me.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got very special guests today. We've got Joel Kim Booster, and we've got Anna Dresden. Hi,
hello.
Guys.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
British.
Oh, great.
Anna's British.
Is there any way you guys can make yourself less attractive?
No.
Can you?
He did.
So, Joel and Anna, you guys are going to be playing against each other. Are you guys, you guys are friends, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we are. I mean, we'll see how this
close
goes.
Close friends.
But, so Joel, would you feel, if you were pressed to do this, would you feel like you could win against Anna in these listener-submitted game shows?
You know, I am so competitive. I am, like, truly, like, and I think it's a little surprising to some people who know me, because I'm a very passive person in everyday life, like, will not, like, go in front of someone on the train, like, very slow to get out of the train.
Okay.
Just mostly train-related things. Sure. But in terms of games, like, I'm very competitive, and I feel like I can win.
So, wow. Like, in the appropriate environment, you're all about competing.
Yeah. But not in, like, a crazy way. Like, I won't throw a fit. Like, I'm not one of those people who will get super mad.
Sure, who's going to throw a fit, you know?
Well, Anna might.
That's
Anna,
usually my thing. Yeah,
you
I'm
throw
a fit
fits?
Thrower. I'm not usually very mad. When I throw my fits, it's more like an art. It's like a hobby. It's sort of like capoeira.
Okay.
But, you know.
She's out in Washington Square Park every Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, come
throwing
check
fits.
Us out. We have a boombox. It sometimes cuts out. Well, Joel, we once competed against each other in a thing, and I was trying to remember, and I couldn't remember which one of us won.
You did.
To
be fair,
See?
Though, to be fair,
if you don't remember, you
it was
definitely
Anna's
won.
Birthday.
It was my birthday,
and she really leveraged that context.
Did I?
Was it in the train?
I mean, you didn't do much but say it, but all you had to do
Manolo
was say it.
Was just be myself.
Manolo asked a question that, for some reason, didn't get answered, which was it in the train?
No, I wouldn't have cared if it was in the train. No. I would have just let her win.
I was
going to
say
in the train.
That would have been a weird birthday.
Yeah,
thanks,
it was
Manolo.
My birthday party. I like to make people get on and off trains just so I can watch Joel be passing.
Sounds great. So you guys are going to play against each other, and if anybody would like to play against Anna and Joel for a truly custom magnet, you can win a custom magnet, folks. It will be sent to your home. I cannot emphasize enough how the postage system works, but it's like I put a stamp on it, I put a magnet in the envelope, it gets sent to your private home, and then it's like it's yours.
Mm.
But basically, if you'd like to call in and play 201-209-9368, you call in, we put you on the radio. If you win that game, you are guaranteed a truly custom magnet. And if you feel like maybe you're not the type of person to call in, if you feel like maybe, you know, I'm kind of feeling a shy Monday, you can comment on the message boards. We love to hear from you. It's at WFMU.org, and you can talk to all kinds of people on there, and we can play the games on there. We'd love to hear from you. So, also, if you're inspired to come up with ideas on the spot, if you're inspired to come up with some new game shows, we'd love to play them on the air. Email gameshowideas@gmail.com. So, enough with the town hall announcements. Let's get started,
yeah.
Huh?
Goodness, so many opportunities to be a star.
There are a lot of opportunities to be a star. It's amazing that this... you know, that celebrity comes so easy these days, but I guess that's the radio. so
easy to make it in radio.
It is. So look at us. Okay, so now it is so warm in here, just to give you context, so I think that'll only help you guys to win better.
Mm-hmm. And Manolo's sleep problem.
Yeah, Manolo.
Just feels like you're in a sleeping bag.
He is in one. Yeah. A real lightweight one.
Hi, guys. I'm a worm.
Manolo, man, I've seen you up and down, you know what I mean, over the last, this is our,
yes, ma'am.
No, Manolo, come on what? Now. Are you feeling up for this?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to bring my sleep game.
Great. Well, everybody get ready for Manolo's sleep game. I'm really, really excited.
People bring their A game. I bring my Z game.
Oh, wow. And he's in the studio, guys. Oh, anyone can call in and talk to this star. Okay, so here we go. You guys ready for this first game?
Yeah.
I think so.
So now I'm gonna give you a description, and if anyone would like to call in and play, we'd love to hear from you. 201-209-9368. We would love to hear from you, especially if you're, like, in hiding somewhere or, like, if you feel like, you know what, I haven't spoken to anybody all day, we'd love to be the first one you speak to.
Give us your voice.
Give us your voice. We're Ursula. Okay, here we go. So this game is submitted by